I'm Bob Doty reporting. Thai officials say this week's deadly Bangkok shrine bombing was likely planned by at least 10 people, including some foreigners, but is not believed to have been carried out by an international terror group. Earlier, the national police chief said at least 10 people were involved in planning the attack, which killed at least 22 people and injured hundreds more. The government on Wednesday issued an arrest warrant for a young man with black shaggy hair, stubble, and round plastic-framed glasses. A sketch of the foreign man was also released. There is a $28,000 reward for info leading to his capture. An Islamic State-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for a large car bomb attack outside a state security building in Cairo early Thursday, wounding dozens in the country's latest militant attack. Local officials say at least six policemen were among those hurt by the massive blast, which ripped the facade off the government building and shattered windows of surrounding structures. Eyewitnesses say the bombers parked the explosives-laden car outside the government facility before escaping in another vehicle. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has been sworn in for his third term in a surprise ceremony 6 days before the scheduled inauguration. The president's office had told VOA Central Africa Service on Wednesday that he would be sworn in on August 26th. Instead, Mr. Nkurunziza took the oath of office Thursday at the National Assembly in the capital, Bujumbura. The president's new 5-year term has been criticized by some as violating the constitution and the Arusha Accords that effectively ended Burundi's 13-year civil war. This is VOA News. The Associated Press says a draft of a side agreement to the Iranian nuclear agreement between the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency and Tehran will allow Iran to use its own inspectors to investigate the secretive Parchin nuclear site. VOA's Victor Beatty reports the revelation comes just weeks before the U.S. Congress votes on whether to reject the deal.
The Obama administration Wednesday expressed confidence in the technical plans of the International Atomic Energy Agency for investigating Parchin and previous possible military dimensions of Iran's nuclear program. John Kirby, a U.S. State Department spokesman, says while familiar with the contents, he would not comment directly on the purported draft document by the IAEA.
The IAEA is comfortable with arrangements which are unique to the agency's investigation of Iran's historical activities. When it comes to monitoring Iran's behavior going forward, the IAEA has separately developed the most robust inspection regime ever peacefully negotiated to ensure Iran's current program.
Congress is expected to vote on the Iran nuclear agreement when it returns from a recess next month. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
The United States is reportedly blocking a military aid disbursement because Islamabad allegedly has made insufficient headway fighting the Haqqani terrorist network, according to a Pakistan newspaper. The Dawn newspaper says U.S. officials determined a counter-terrorism offensive that began last June in North Waziristan has not damaged the feared group. If the Obama administration does not certify to the U.S. Congress that Pakistan's military operations have significantly damaged the Haqqani network, it will hold up the next payment of coalition support funds. This is the money reimbursed to Pakistan for actions that helped the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Two of the leading 2016 U.S. Republican presidential contenders, real estate mogul Donald Trump and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, are taunting each other 5 months before the country's first party primary election. Trump and Bush held dueling town hall rallies with voters just a few kilometers apart Wednesday in New Hampshire, where Republicans will vote in February. Early political surveys of Republicans have shown Trump in the lead nationally. Protesters clashed with police in St. Louis, Missouri Wednesday after a young black man was shot and killed during a confrontation with officers. St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson said 18-year-old Mansour Balbe was killed when he pointed a gun at two white police officers as they were serving a search warrant on a house. As word of the shooting spread, neighborhood residents gathered at the scene and angrily demonstrated against the shooting. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.